dun 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 dun. It's Sister and her Mister.
So that's the song we're going with?
For now.
Welcome, everyone.
Today's episode is...
Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
Oh, yeah. My favorite subject. Outside
yeah.
of you.
Aw, thanks, sweetheart. So, James has a slight obsession with pumpkin spice.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot.
So, let's talk about how this started. Because pumpkin spice season is September.
So, it used to be pumpkin spice was like...
October.
Mm-hmm. Years ago. And it became this, like, huge, basic person thing. You know what I mean? Like,
you can say basic, bitch.
Well, I was derogatory. You know, I don't want to.
You're too much of a feminist to call it basic power. Bitch.
And then it started slowly coming sooner and sooner and sooner, which I love.
That's what she said.
Ayo. truth. I just did a Dwight. Anyway. So I love that it's out in August now, personally, because I love pumpkin spice. I love pumpkin pie. I love basically anything pumpkin.
Because you're basic.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like to do is, like, carve pumpkins, oddly enough.
Wait. Is this why you hate Halloween? Because you hate carving pumpkins?
Well, here's the thing. I love picking out pumpkins. They're cool. And then you get you cut the top and that's fine. But then you got the ooey gooey stuff inside.
That's what makes pumpkin.
Yeah, I know, but I have to touch it. It's like being licked by a slimy slug. You know what I mean?
You realize that we're going to carve pumpkins at some point, especially once we have little ones.
No, I get that, but then I'll use a Dremel and I'll wear gloves.
Oh my God.
I don't want it to touch me.
It can't break my nails.
No, I just don't want the gooiness on me. That's what she said. So anyway, there's a debate right now on is it too early for pumpkin spice by certain people on Instagram, Willie Gillis. And I think it's incorrect because summer is June through end of July. So August 1st, technically, should be fall.
I think the problem is that you're not looking at the seasonal calendar. You're thinking about school calendar. You're like, oh, kids are back to school.
Yeah.
It's fall.
Yeah, and those parents need that pumpkin spice to get through the day.
What do they do during summer? The kids are all crazy and
loud
and in their face.
They drink alcohol. It's...
Yep.
It's just straight alcohol. This is how we get them out of their... This is how we bring... awareness to alcoholism through pumpkin spice and
here.
Everything that's nice.
Get out of here.
But I will say there are things that pumpkin spice does go maybe too far, which a lot of people have sent me, including you, this pumpkin spice spam.
Which you have to try.
I want to try it. I don't like spam, full disclosure.
Because it's gooey?
I've seen it once opened, and just even now, I'm sick to my stomach just thinking about it. So you're going to have to fix it for me.
Why?
Because I might hurl just by opening it.
Oh my gosh. You realize that you don't eat it straight from the can. You cook it.
Right, but we have to do two experiments. One, just a nibble from the block. From the can.
Like, straight from the block. Like,
yeah.
You don't even want to cut it. You just want to bite into the block.
I'm not saying it's a huge bite. It's going to be like a dainty two front teeth kind of bite. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a bug bite. It's not anything. Because if you cook it, because I would like it sliced thin and fried like bologna, you know, on a stovetop. If you cook it,
chop it like little ham pieces and then you put it in some eggs or something.
I don't
Would
want spam and- nuggets to... To pop
Would
it.
Eggs and pumpkin spice
go together?
Ham go together.
I don't know.
We gotta try that too.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna throw up this day. But by cooking it, you might change the taste of the pumpkin spice. I don't know. I have no idea, but we should try it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in the other camp and say that it is too early for pumpkin spice. Because as you were experimenting with different pumpkin spice lattes, you not only fed me those pumpkin spice lattes, you also fed me apples with pumpkin spice on it. And while they were delicious, I blew it all out my a-hole. My tummy was like, she wasn't ready. She was not. It is not pumpkin spice season for my belly.
So I think we've found two things. If you need to clean out yourself real quick, the pumpkin puree experiment.
Oh, it's and like pumpkin spice. It's like Taco Bell for people who are fit.
No, it's Taco Bell for people who are basic.
Just clean that butthole out.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think of pumpkin spice as the target of spices. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't Walmart be more basic than Target?
No, but pumpkin spice is kind of bougie. You know what I mean? I think that's why there's such a divide. People either hate or love pumpkin spice, and I think it's because pumpkin spice
is hipster.
Pumpkin spice is it's become hipster. It wasn't hipster. It was always cool. It's just it's become like the cool kid that you used to grow up with. Y'all were friends, but now he's cool. And he still talks to you, but sometimes he can be a dick. That's kind of... We've really He's gotten like off the rails Adam here. Adam Levine
of spices?
No, that's insulting the pumpkin spice. We've kind of gotten off the rails. I don't know.
Maybe but, the Rob Thomas.
The Rob Thomas. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Matchbox 20 was super cool. And then Rob Thomas is basically on his own, but he's still Matchbox 20. Like,
yeah. Or when Garth Brooks, when Garth Brooks went to, what was it, Darian Chris or whatever?
No, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines, that's right. That's
Sasha right. Fierce. That's Beyonce.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've gotten off topic. But I do love...
There's no such thing as getting off topic with us.
I know, I just try to reel it in sometimes.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what the people love. We have 25 listeners, approximately.
I love how it says approximately.
It's to really make you us feel listening better. To it 25 yeah. times.
It's like to make you feel better. Like, you approximately have zero friends. But we'll say about 25 people listen to it, though. Yeah, okay, sure. I think
because we have 30 listens, but 25 listeners. So how many people are like...
Yeah, Anchor, the math doesn't work. We know
basic
math.
Somebody's listening to it 5 times.
Me in the shower.
Ew.
I don't know. Not like that. I'm not... All right. Now we've really gone off the rails.
Okay. So bring it back in.
Pumpkin spice, right? Okay. Pumpkin spice. I love that, though, everyone's getting on board. I love everyone that gets on board. Like, I will say it can be overwhelming to the senses when you go into a store and it's just pumpkin spice everything. But I love it. From the coffee to the cereal.
Like if you're going into a Bath and Body Works and it's all pumpkin and fall candles.
Yeah, or even like Target, like right up front, they hit you with all the pumpkin spice. Or I was in Walgreens the other day and they had pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Why?
I don't know, so your heart can be healthier on pumpkin spice? I don't know.
Listen, too much pumpkin spice. You can't pumpkin spice everything.
Nay nay. But
is that a challenge? Are you accepting that challenge?
I am accepting that challenge. I love it that much.
All right, James, I challenge you to pumpkin spice everything. I'm going to make you eat the gross stuff, though.
How do you know if it's gross? Stuff. How do you know if it's gross, though?
Well, I'll make you eat first, and then I'll eat it.
I would love to make,
if
like...
If you say it's, like... awesome, then I'll try a bite.
I seriously would love to try to figure out how to make a pumpkin spice like homemade tortillas but with pumpkin spice in it for some
I'm
type
telling
of taco.
You, like you can make a sopapilla.
Yeah.
Here's
but
my...
not the challenge is not a dessert one though. That's the challenge.
No,
yeah,
you can't pumpkin spice is a dessert. It's not for savory things.
I don't know. We don't know. The All research right. hasn't been
challenge.
Done. All right, we'll figure it out.
Savory pumpkin spice.
We'll figure it out.
You're going to pumpkin spice the world.
That's the goal. One gourd at a time. So in other news.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. I've gotten back on track with my weight loss, which is awesome.
I thought you were going to talk about football, so I made football sounds.
No. I
football songs.
But I went along with it because I knew it would be funny. I've gotten back on track, which is awesome.
I tried to transition you. It didn't work.
It did not work.
Off the rails!
Herb Hadley here. Was it Hadley?
Pert Hadley.
Hadley, there you go.
Happily.
Pert Happily. Okay, cool. Anyway, so I've gotten back on track with going to the gym and getting my sweat equity on and my weight loss, which is awesome. And I got down to 313. I'm so effing close to 312, which is my highest adult weight. I'm not down very far,
but I'm smaller than your mom again, which is nice. I'm the smallest person in the house.
My mom and Megan are having a weight loss competition at this point because they're so close to each other. And I'm over here like the fat one, like, fuck you guys. Like,
you're close to 300. We're both under 300, and you're close.
I'm close to 312. Let's get it straight.
You're getting real close.
Yeah, but I'm leaving for Seattle tomorrow, and planes always bloat me for some reason. I don't know why. I think there's actual science behind it.
Wear compression socks.
On my whole body?
Yes.
That's a lot of socks.
Spandex. Don't let the water in, James. Wear spandex. Biker shorts.
I need to get one of those like spandex like Sherpas and then just something for my eyes.
Oh my god. Wear latex. Nothing's getting in.
Oh god. That'd be like
a condom. Nothing's getting in or out.
Sir, we're going to need to take your keys out. I can't. I'm stuck in this condom. You're going to have to take me as I am.
You should invent a suit for flying made of either latex or rubber.
Are
or
you kidding?
Spandex. So that people don't bloat.
Yeah. I'm just worried about fitting.
With like a sweatpant exterior.
I'm worried about just fitting in the seat and the seatbelt connecting. I don't need like another thing on top. I don't need another layer of clothing on top of me. I need every
then
inch
experience
that I can
the
get.
Bloat and quit bitching.
Well, maybe I will. But I'm going to Seattle for a week and a half for work. Very excited. Going to see my best friend, Daniel. And going to do my best to hit 10,000 steps every day, which I always do because I walk all the time when I'm in Seattle. It's great to be in the office. And I'm going to try to do well and maintain my diet and continue to do my protein. I actually have my pre-workout and my post-workout packed with a blender bottle, so I'm going to be hitting the gym every day.
And I will be here, starting a new job.
Yeah, but you're starting a new job, though.
Yeah, I'll probably be stress eating.
You might.
I'll be like, oh my god, they're going to fire me, I just started, oh my god.
So Megan's just starting a new job. My mom's still recovering from knee surgery. They're both going to be in the house together. I might come back to just the dogs. There's a strong possibility.
We have not killed each other yet during one of your business
or
trips.
I'll come back and the cats have taken over and the dogs are their like servants.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The cats are bitches. Even Arthur, who's a male. Arthur Miller!
They are. But we are in the thralls of... Dun 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 dun!
Fantasy football. We just had our draft yesterday, and it was hella fun. Even though live drafts are so much better, but we're doing a Fit Fam draft.
Hashtag Fit Fam Fantasy Football.
Fit Fam Fantasy Football.
Yep. It was awesome.
Quadruple F.
So we wanted to do, every year we always do fantasy football. Last year we didn't because we were moving and transitioning, and it was just a lot going on.
I was looking for a job, just got one.
Yep. So we wanted to do one this year with our Fit Fam. So we have Spencer on the internet, Dusty, an average Jesse,
Caitlin.
We've got Jarp's Journey. We have Phenomenal. We have
Dusty.
I got Dusty in there. Who else am I missing?
You and me.
You, me. I feel like we're missing two though. Oh, Poro. And
how'd you forget Poro? He's like your best friend.
I don't know how I forgot Poro. Oh, because he's a Dolphins fan. What? Got him.
Who likes the Dolphins?
Who's the last one? I don't know. I forgot.
I stopped listening halfway through.
Anyway, so we have
Did you say Your Level Fitness?
No, Your Level Fitness, Daryl. There we go.
Daryl.
So we have a great team of people. We did a snake draft. You were the commish. Roger Goodell.
I am your Roger Goodell. You know that Daryl is probably listening to this because he was one of the one of the three major people that said, get off your asses and make a podcast.
I mean, we're sitting on our asses, but sure.
Yes. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you, Your Level Fitness.
Your Level Fitness.
A.K.A. Daryl. A.K.A. Walking Dead.
See, I had a friend named Daryl, and we called him Dare Bear. I wonder if Daryl will let me call him Dare Bear. Maybe that, after I meet him.
That sounds like the mascot for Dare.
No, it's a dog.
Still, dogs, police officers, I would put two and two together.
Like, anyway. McGruff.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is he Dare? I don't know.
No, he's the forest fire.
No, the forest fire is a bear. Smokey.
The McGruff? You're... McGruff is the crime yeah. dog? Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't he do Dare too?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he do crime and drugs? It doesn't make sense not to.
Maybe it was a union thing. So anyway, we had our live draft, our online draft last night. Megan and I went to Buffalo Wild Wings to do ours, which was awesome.
We did it live on our story, and it was pretty boring to watch, but it was funny to see my giddy and silly and fun expressions as I was drinking my Long Islands, and James being super stressed out.
First off, fuck Megan, fuck Jarps, because those bitches took my... messed up my plans. Also, fuck Spencer, because Spencer went quarterback, so I had a lot of planning involved. I overplanned. Okay, yeah, I overplanned.
You did. You overpacked too. Overplan and you overpack.
Yeah, I do.
Usually you have like 15 excursions you want to do when we go on vacation,
yeah,
and we get like two of them done, and one of them is usually real bad.
Because I'm... Oh, you're going to the kayaking thing?
Oh my... There were like... You planned like five excursions on our last vacation,
yeah,
and your rudder didn't work in your kayak, so you kept going in circles, so you got real pissed off and real pissed off at me. And then you tried to go to a bouldering place, and you realized that it was the worst.
Well, first off, let me just preface this. It was hot as hell out. Also, you just took off.
Well, I was
and I was over there having issues, and I'm trying to communicate that to you and getting frustrated at the same time. And my shoulder's starting to hurt because I'm struggling big time because the rudder's fucking broken. And I'm literally doing circles in the goddamn
and
lake.
Then I put his rudder up so that he didn't have to use it. And he's like, I can't steer without my rudder.
No, the fucking boat was not working right. I swear to God, I've kayaked with Daniel before, no issues. I out-kayaked him. Seattle.
I definitely out-kayaked you.
Yeah, and then it was just getting to a point where I was so frustrated that I just couldn't help it, and we turned around and left. They were super nice, though, and gave us our refund back, because we were literally out there for, like, 20 minutes.
Maybe less.
I was spinning for at least 10. I know that for a fact. We got to see dolphins that day. That
yes, we weren't in our kayaks when we saw the dolphins, but we did see dolphins in Charleston.
Anyway, we had a great fantasy draft. We unveiled the topper to our trophy. We're going to do a full trophy that we're designing, which I'm very excited for.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. The topper
is
really cool.
This is our first trophy. I've run a fantasy league for 7 years. It's never been a buy-in, and I've never had a trophy. But I started it because I watched the league. So, of course, I love Shiva. And, by the way, we need our little guy for our trophy to be named. I think our trophy needs a name. So, if you're listening...
Doug.
Go check out our Instagrams and help us name our trophy.
Yeah, we can have someone name it for us.
That works. I mean, if it's someone in the Fit Fam, that would be awesome. But if it's not, whatever.
Sure.
We need the best name. So,
we do.
These uncreative people that are listening... Sorry, guys. If they can't think anything up or don't want to, I can't do all the work as the commissioner.
Did you insult them?
No.
And then ask them for help? I think that's what you did. Fuck you guys, but hey, can you go do this?
They don't have to. Yeah. I mean, they're so busy putting their lineups together in 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Also, some people auto-draft, which is fucking annoying because the auto-draft
just... Someone
drafted
four quarterbacks.
Yeah, it just takes the best player on the list, which is annoying because that throws off game plans. And then I was number one, which was great because I could make the first pick. And generally, whoever makes the first pick kind of
sets
the tone for the first round. No, Spencer's like, fuck it, I'm going to pick a quarterback. And then people were just all over the place.
Like, 30 minutes before the draft, Dusty was like, oh, I've got choir practice. Bye. Like, yeah. he didn't even ask if he could preset. You can. You can preset.
Full disclosure, though, he did draft while...
At church.
Which is awesome.
He said he wore his sunglasses so no one could tell he was looking down at his phone.
But then nice here's job, the thing.
Dusty.
You are totally caught. You're wearing your sunglasses in the choir. What are you, a Blues Brothers?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe it is Blues Brothers Church. House of Blues? There we go. I don't know. I find it hilarious. That's awesome. Dusty's great. But yes.
He's going to be like, you spilled my beans on your podcast. What's wrong with you?
I'll say a Hail Mary for you. It's cool. I'm Irish. I got an in. But yes, it was a lot of fun. We got our lineup ready. It's the first time ever that I'm actually excited for the Browns. Maybe anyone excited for the Browns?
He might actually enjoy our trip we take to Ohio now.
If Baker and Jarvis Landry do well, yes. Yes, maybe I will. I don't know. Also, some news in our life. We are going to Vegas.
Whoop, whoop.
I have another business trip in October going to Vegas. Never been before. First time. But we're coming in the weekend before, and we're going to hang out with my best friend Daniel and Megan. We're gonna do the weekend upright. I about said up cool. Weekend upright. I don't know what that means in Vegas terms. I feel like drinking and gambling is probably...
Yeah.
The thing? Maybe taking a show?
I've been to Vegas once, but it was like the day after my uncle died, so I was not in high spirits, clearly.
Wow.
I was kind of like, just give me a beer and shut up.
I mean, I knew that, but, you know, wow. I'm sorry.
You wanted to, like, sympathy. Be the audience?
Yeah.
There? It's fine. It happened, like, 11 years ago.
It's gonna be okay.
It's fine. He wanted me to go to Vegas.
This is a safe space.
He was like, win me some money. Can't take it with you.
Did you win money?
I don't remember. I think I went to like the... Okay, here's what I learned in Vegas. I went to like the penny slots and they give you free drinks. But don't ask for like a Jack and Coke. Even if you're trying to memorialize your uncle who drank Jack and Cokes, right? Because they don't give you real Coke because it's... Or Jack... Because it's free. And they give you, like, a thimble of it. It's not... It's watered down.
What, do they give you, like, Mac?
They... No.
The dollar store version
of Jack. Yeah, they give you the dollar store... they give you the bottom of the barrel alcohol.
Yeah.
They're the like, shit that'll get you drunk. Oh, you want whiskey? Yeah. No, this shit that won't get you drunk at all. Because they give you nothing. There's not a full shot in there. So, always go with beer. Always. If you're gonna drink for free, drink something that's actually gonna hit you. Even though I don't drink.
I know when Daniel and I went to, and we were in Seattle, we went up to a casino, and he ordered a drink. He's like, you want a drink? I'm like, no. Because I had never been to a casino before, and so we went to this one, and she came back with his drink and asked him for money. And Daniel was like, what do you mean? I thought they were free. He was so offended that it wasn't free.
And how does... Okay, you have to do your Daniel impression.
I am so offended right now. Like, it's very, like, Valley Girl, but, like, he has a Latino Spanish accent that's amazing.
It still sounded like you. Try it again.
James, I am so offended right now. Good. I feel like it still sounds like me, but that's the kind of tone he has.
It's because you're thinking about it. When you just do it off the cuff, when you're not thinking about it, you do a great Daniel.
he always says, James, I'm so offended right now. Like, but he says it fast enough, and he has that Spanish flair that I love when he says it. It's hilarious.
We've been watching a lot of Million Dollar Listing New York, and I swear Luis is Daniel. If you watch that show,
yeah, he's close.
Except he doesn't like paint his fingernails or wear a lot of leather. He's
that we know of. I haven't seen him.
Maybe
seen him in a few
months.
I don't know.
We haven't seen him in a while.
Throwing it to Arrested Development, leather daddy.
No? Wow.
All right. Anyway, so we got Vegas coming up in October, which is going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually, there's a Ghostbuster slot machine that I really want to try out. Outside of that, I have no idea, no expectations.
I think we should go see a show. Magic Mike!
Yeah, why not?
James likes both those movies, in case you wondered.
I think they're great. Yeah. Especially the second one, that's when it hits its stride.
Yeah.
Really, really.
I mean, Channing Tatum.
It's
Kevin Big Sexy Nash.
I mean,
how do you not love a movie with Kevin Big Sexy Nash taking his clothes off?
I mean,
Fluffy.
It's a pretty hard movie. I love it. It's got some stiff competition out there.
Oh my god. I can't.
But it can really reel you in. You know what I mean?
And I'm the bi one. I don't. Ayo.
Wow. Okay.
I don't keep anything from our audience.
Cool. That just threw me.
Why? You knew that.
I know, but now.
The world knows it.
Oh,
I think the world already did know it.
So also, what's been? If you don't know, I'm a huge Office fan, and I like Funko Pops, but I'm not like a super like collect. I don't like collect them all the time. I get one here and there, maybe.
Although now he's gotten like 15 recently and used our grocery money to buy them.
Bullshit.
So.
I have three. First off, I have the Kevin Malone chili one, which is amazing. I also scored the Prison Mike one, which is awesome. But there is a Hey King Dwight that's exclusive to Walmart that I cannot fucking find.
If you find anywhere. It, send one to him.
If just anyone's listening,
DM us.
Go to your Walmart, look for the Hey King Dwight Funko Pop. I really want it.
DM us. We'll give you our address. If you want to stalk us, that's fine as long as you bring the Hey King.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll approve. Sure, why not? So that's really what's been
just
happening.
Just don't murder us. You're allowed to stalk, but don't murder.
Yeah.
Or steal anything of ours, you know.
We don't have that much to steal.
We have all of our office equipment.
Well, I guess that
we have too. TVs.
Okay, so maybe we have some.
We have the leg lamp.
Those bastards. I also love A Christmas Story, which we're going to October.
In October, we're going to Ohio.
In October, we're going to Ohio for a wedding.
And Whoa.
And we will be stopping by. We'll be stopping by the Christmas Storehouse, which I might just come in my pants at that point.
And then we're also going to the Football Hall of Fame.
Which, again, I might just come in my pants because that's going to be awesome.
Think you might be, well, your
we're also
going
to try. We're going to try to.
Your jersey is way too.
Oh, yeah. My jersey's too big for me now. Yeah. It was a 4X, or it is a 4X.
And you can buy jerseys at the Football Hall of Fame. Did you know that? That's where I got my first Breeze jersey.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my jersey is big on me now, which is awesome. That's always fun to have. It's also super heavy too. Like it was one of those sideline official ones. It's super thick.
That's what she said.
Magic Mike. That's the Vegas show. Magic
All right, Mike. Super so how thick. Do you want to wrap this pumpkin spice and everything nice up? I feel like it's a good natural wrapping point. Also, I'm getting hungry.
So it's not necessarily.
I'm either hungry or hungry. I have to poop when I'm ready to wrap up. Sometimes both, but now it's hungry.
I think we should just end there. I can't think of a better ending than that.
Then I'm either gonna poop or eat.
Yes.
Or both.
Thank you for listening to Pumpkin Spice. And everything nice. We are ending this now because Megan has to go poopy and or hungry. Has to go hungry.
Sister and her mister.
Sister and her mister getting home though. I don't know what else can say. I don't know. I have no
getting
idea.
Getting home phone?
I think I was going to say getting our funk on, but then in the brief second I did it, I just blurred everything because I didn't know the
words. It sounded like you said getting home phone.
Ouch. Elliot. Home phone.
Phone home.
Phone home. Cellular plan, Elliot. Need more data. That's how the movie would be today.
Yeah.
I don't have Wi-Fi, Elliot. What the fuck? I can't call home.
They must have AT&T. Boom, business daddy.
Losing. Yeah, that's good. So should I try the ending one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Thank you for listening to Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice with Losing with Love and Tacos Gets Fit, a.k.a. Sister and her mister. We will now leave you so Megan can go poopy and or eaty. Goodbye.